please can the directors, when they make a motion, please put it in writing and send it to us.
Thank you.
We decide that in Washington, D.C. And I think that was decided even before.
Yeah.
Please, okay. Can we do that?
Yes. So, Jen,
thank you.
You'll send your motion to the secretary, right?
Manisha, I have
yes, I'm writing it now. Thank you.
You. Hold on a second. What is it, Manisha?
Margie, what you have heard of me, I have seconded Janice's motion.
Okay, but it passed without
that's
opposition.
Fine. No,
thank you.
It's a standing rule.
Okay. It's a standing rule. Okay. Kim Coffin.
First of all, for information, I seconded Janice's motion. I would like to move, number three, next meeting date to right after the agenda approval, and perhaps we can get one thing done tonight.
Okay. Is there a second to Kim's
this
motion?
Is Lydia. I second.
Okay. Let me ask a question. Is there any opposition to this? Okay, hearing none. That
praise the Lord.
The next meeting date will be the first thing we talk about, right? No. We approved the agenda. You moved. When did you move it to?
Right after we approved the agenda.
Okay, so it's the first thing we'll talk about after agenda approval.
So it goes before the motion we just put in there of Lydia's motion.
Right, exactly. Okay, is there any opposition to this motion? Okay. Are there any
further?
I'm sorry? Hello? Did someone
no.
voice opposition? Okay. Hearing no opposition, I'm sorry? Somebody needs to be on mute. Hearing no opposition, we will move the next meeting date to the first item after agenda approval. Then we will go to Lydia's motion, and then we will continue with the agenda. Is that correct? Hearing no opposition, that's the order. Are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Well, there was the one that Lydia just seconded and I made. This is Director
Clinton. Oh, I'm sorry. Yours is to move up something. What is it?
It's to move up the GM motion to item 1D.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Go ahead, motivate, please.
Is there
a
second?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a second? Olivia seconded. Yeah.
I seconded.
Three people.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jose Luis. Motivate it.
Okay. This motion is the only motion on this agenda that has implications for the running of this foundation. General managers are essential. We need stability in all of our stations. We have no stability in our stations without a permanent general manager. KPFA in November submitted to the executive director a pool of candidates for her to pick. She has sat on it November, December, January, and now it's February. We need stability, folks, and we need to vote on this motion.
Okay. Any speakers opposed to moving this agenda item up?
Yes, Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I'm opposed to it on several grounds. One is that we won't get stability by incurring lawsuits from general managers who are treated in a way that the bylaws forbid. Okay, this is not in the bylaws. It is contrary to the bylaws. So if you have to read the bylaws, please. This motion is out of order. It is potential. It is out of order. It needs a bylaws amendment. If we're going to change the way in which general managers are selected, we need to amend the bylaws. Please start the process if that's what you believe. But don't try to make an end run with a specious argument about stability. What we'll get is your lawsuits. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
I'd
you.
Like to speak in favor.
Go ahead, Serene.
Thanks. I think that we've all had, interims for too long a period in Pacifica. We know of people who've been stuck in that zone for years. That's unfair to the people themselves, and it's unfair to the people they work with, with whom they work. And there's really no good reason why after a board has done its work of creating the pool, that it should take 4 months before, you know, I'm sorry, 3 months before there's action on it. That is seriously problematic. And that time you can actually lose some fairly good.
Whoops, do we lose you, Sarah?
I'm sorry.
Summer, I'd like you to put on the stack.
Can you hear me, Janet Coleman, point of information?
Hold on.
You have to wait until Serene's done. I'll call on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you, Summer.
There is no bylaw connection here, and there is absolutely no reason that I can think of why a candidate would sue about being contacted in a timely manner. So I don't get the whole thing. Thanks so much.
I'd like to speak in favor of the motion, Chair.
Do I
get my point of information?
What is your point of information, Jan?
I would like for Director Burden to explain. If we're going to poo-poo the idea that this area of hiring is not in the bylaws, I'd like Karen Burden to cite issues of. Of the bylaws that concern her. I think that the listeners should know and the directors should know.
Point of order, Kim.
All we are doing is debating whether... I'm going to call on you, Summer. All we are debating is whether to move this agenda up, this agenda item up. That's all we're talking about. We've had two speakers for. I will...
No, you only had one speaker for.
Had one speaker for? Okay.
I'm requesting to speak for.
One speaker for, and we get to.
And Richard would like to make a point of order.
Hold on.
Stalling tactics.
Be quiet. And we have two, and we're entitled to two speakers against. Now, someone already spoke against it. Am I wrong about that? Why did I make a mark on my sheet? All right, and Summer has asked for the floor. Go ahead, Summer.
I thought I was going to be able to speak for the motion, Chair.
I'll call on you in a minute. I assume Summer's speaking against it. Are you speaking
against
it?
That's fine.
No, I'm speaking
against it. Is someone timing this?
I have repeatedly asked for a timer. No one is timing. I can't do it and chair the meeting. I'm sorry.
I nominate Tony Norman.
Unfortunately, I don't have a timer. I would, but I don't have a timer on.
Kim's agreed to do it twice.
But
yeah, and I sort of failed. I mean, the time
really seriously failed. Okay.
Well, no,
I didn't,
because the times I was doing it, it didn't run over, and then you know I didn't do it, and it's like, oh, whoops, this sounds like a long one. Sorry.
Stop. I will try to do it. I wish somebody would volunteer. Okay. Go ahead.
I will do it.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Jim Brown. Madam Chair.
Janice, I said I will do it.
Thank you very much, Janice. Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you. I'll try to make this brief. I can only discuss certain personnel items on an open session call. There were four candidates. It took an extensive period of time to get the background checks on two of them. This does not necessarily indicate anything wrong. It's simply that some people's background checks take a long time to come back. I could not hear all of what Director Fuentes Ramon had to say in support of this motion, but I will say that all of these incursions on management authority and responsibilities as laid out in the bylaws, I believe it's, I sent it to lawyers earlier today and yesterday, Article 7, Section, was it 3B, that's a specific mandate from the bylaws that the executive director will select the general manager. I feel this is a specious argument because, quite frankly, the faction that's in control wants to take control of selecting the general manager for KPFA.
Right.
And that's obviously what is going on with the usurpation of management authority. And I feel that any insults on why it took so long, personnel issues. Okay.
Fine.
And two, I think it's illegal and a violation of the bylaws, and I sent it to our general counsel. And I think it's quite obvious what's going on here, and that's just what I have to say as the executive director. It's
okay,
laid out in the bylaws.
Okay. Speaker for moving this item up on the agenda.
It's me. Lawrence Reyes.
Go ahead.
Director Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no prohibition in other fees making recommendations of a certain amount of candidates at this juncture for GM to the ED. I mean, there's nothing in the bylaws that prohibit that. In fact, that's one of the functions of the LSP, is to not hire, but to make recommendations to the GM if it's for program director, and to the ED if it's for a general manager.
Okay.
So I don't see the argument against it. So I urge those to be practical and be realistic and vote for it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I had a point of order, Richard.
What is your point of order, Richard?
Yes.
Hold on. What is your point of order?
My point of order, and I would like a ruling from the chair, is that this is out of order. This whole motion is out of order, no matter where it applies, wherever it lights on the agenda. It's out of order because Article 7, Section 3D specifically states only the executive director and LSB may initiate the process of hiring the general manager. That's our bylaws. I know y'all might not like it, but that's our bylaws, and I'm asking for a ruling of the chair that this motion is out of order because it violates our bylaws.
All we're talking about now is where this item is going to appear on the agenda. When we get to the item, you may...
Respectfully, Madam Chair, respectfully...
It's not respectful if you're cutting her off.
It's not respectful, Richard.
Well, excuse me.
I'm sorry. Well, you don't...
Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
I want to say...
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
The only thing before us right now is the question of where this item is going to be on the agenda. When we get to that item, we can argue it. You can say whatever you want to say. I'll make a ruling. That's fine. But we need to deal with... All we need to deal with right now is the agenda. I'm saying that we've heard two speakers for and two speakers against, and it is time to come to a vote on whether or not...
And my point of order, Madam Chair, no business on the agenda anywhere. It's out of order.
My ruling is, hold on.
Would you guys stop and let her speak?
Geez, my ruling is that we don't have to debate the merits of this motion at this point. All we are doing is talking, moving it on the agenda. We have heard two speakers for and two speakers against, and we're going to come to a vote now on whether or not to move it. That is our rule. What is your question, Manajay?
My question is that how could we put anything on the agenda which is absolutely contrary to our bylaws? How can we do that? We should not go there anyway. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't want somebody to make sense of it. Even I understand that you said it's going on the agenda. It should not be on the agenda, period. Thank you.
Manajay, you are debating the motion. My answer to you is that all we are doing now is setting the agenda. When we get to the item, wherever it is on the agenda, we will debate it, we will talk about it, we will figure out what we're going to do.
Carolyn, hold on a second. Madam Chair,
I would like to challenge your ruling.
Oh, please. Okay.
Richard.
Okay.
I agree. This is Kim with a point of order. This is not a motion. This is a bylaws amendment.
Carolyn, 5 minutes ago.
I'm sorry.
Carolyn, and I would like to speak against.
Let me say.
Carolyn, with a point of information,
I'm sorry. There has been a challenge to the ruling of the chair. The chair's ruling is that all we are debating now is where this agenda item appears on the agenda. When we get to that item, we can debate its merits, its demerits. We can decide whether it's a motion in order or not. Right now, all we're doing is setting the agenda. That's my
ruling. I object the ruling of the chair.
That's
point of order,
so there's a second. What is your point of order, Carolyn?
Point of order is I'm asking if the chair herself understands that this is actually a violation. This motion is in violation of our bylaws. Do you understand that? I'm just curious.
I'm sorry,
because you keep
on
saying
that.
That
is not a point of order.
It's a point of information.
That's not a point of information.
Benito to the stack about 7 or 8 minutes ago.
Benito, please be quiet. I'm asking the chair a question.
There is no stack. We are going to vote now. I'm not going to answer your question, Carolyn. I haven't thought about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
That's the answer I wanted. You haven't thought about it.
That's right. We have to. I'm sorry. I've been a little busy this week. Okay. So now,
it's the bylaws.
Okay. That's your argument. I understand that. We are now going to vote on whether to move this item up on the agenda.
Point of order?
What is your point of order?
The point of order is when you are prima facie in violation of the bylaws, how can you put this on the agenda? You can't. You're putting to an agenda, something we can't even argue.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair,
we cannot hire people to put all kinds of things on the agenda. That's all we're talking about now. Richard. I've seen many things on
GM
on agendas.
I'm going to move to censure the chair for
what of the day, Madam Chair? Either you vote for the what of the day, Madam Chair?
Outrageous!
Let's have a vote. We want to vote. We want to
have a vote.
We want to vote.
Okay. Three. Okay, we're going to vote now. I'm asking the secretary to read the roll.
Janet Kay, point of order.
What is your point of order?
I thought there was a challenge to your ruling.
Oh, yes.
About this.
You're right. Okay. So Richard challenged my ruling that...
I'd like to speak against it.
And I second that the...
Go ahead. Richard, you want to motivate your ruling? Janice, he has... Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. It's one thing... I've been reading emails showing people being upset that we're wasting all this time on agenda approval. But, it really gets to be a total dilatory waste of time to bring things that are against the law and putting them on the agenda to drag us around. And who knows, maybe get approved. So what do? We approve something that violates our bylaws? That's it's just uncalled for. When it's violated, when it's an obvious violation, as this is, then it needs to be ruled out of order, and taken off the agenda altogether.
This is Lydia speaking in favor of upholding the ruling of the chair.
I've already asked to do that once, twice.
Okay. Richard, are you through? Thank you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard Lydia and then Hank.
Okay.
Timing.
Section 7 of the bylaws, subject to the control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision, direction, and control of the business in the offices of the foundation and the primary responsibility for implementing the directives, decisions, and policies of the foundation and the board pertaining to administration, personnel, programming, financing, and public relations. And so there are various sections of the bylaws, and you can't just invoke one without invoking the other, where it is the prerogative of the board to keep on top of the processes that are outlined in the bylaws. No one is undermining the process. The process has come to fruition. I think some already spoke to it. I don't think anyone is debating that. It is the prerogative of the board to have oversight. We're not saying, throw this pool out or the ED cannot do this. It's quite the contrary. We're just keeping things on track. Thank you very much.
Point of information, could you repeat? What is this motion then?
And I just sent the bylaws to the full board. Thank you.
It's time for adjournment. It's 12 o'clock and we are done.
You need to order that
go to a vote, Madam Chair.
You have to go to a vote.
Order.
Time is
vote. Up. We'll vote on the floor.
No, it's adjourned. 12 o'clock.
No.
We made, we,
the way it works,
no objection to
the floor.
excuse
me. I'm sleeping on hospital
beds. The way
bed.
It works, I'm sorry, Monashe, that I really am sorry that you're in the hospital, and I'm sorry that this meeting went the way it did. But the way it works is that when you have an adjournment time, you must come to a vote to whatever matter is on the floor. The matter on the floor is whether or not you uphold the ruling of the chair on this motion, on Richard's motion. And my ruling is that we're not debating the content of the motion at this point. We are only talking about where it belongs on the agenda. We will take that question up when we meet again. Okay, Adrian,
so,
please.
One point of information, Madam Chair. Yes. I was understanding that all motions that are pending should be go to the vote. Not only should we vote on your ruling, the motion to approve the agenda should go forward with the vote.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Oh, it's all.
That was the motion.
It's all pending motions. Okay. So, Adriana.
Point of order. There has been no motion made to approve the agenda.
That's true.
That's correct. That's correct.
No,
that's not true.
Okay.
Yes, there was. It was 3 hours ago.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, it was out of order then.
Another one.
Kim.
Another one.
Stop. I am asking Adriana to take a vote on the issue of upholding the chair. Vote yes if you uphold the chair. Vote no if you don't. Abstain. Go ahead, Adriana.
Janice Lane Ewart.
I vote no.
Lane Ewart vote no. Brian Edward Kegel.
Yes.
Brian, vote yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes, vote yes. Janet Coblen.
No, voting under protest.
Coblen, vote no. Rodrigo Huerta is not here. Lydia Brasson.
I vote yes.
Brasson, vote yes. Kim Kaufman.
No.
Kaufman, vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Reyes, vote yes. Adriana Casmey. Yes. Casmey, vote yes. Hank Lamb. Hank, I cannot hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. As the sponsor and with the bylaw that pertains to our authority to do this in hand, I vote yes.
Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Sam Lamb vote yes. George Ryder.
Yes.
Vote Ryder vote yes. Richard Yusuf.
No.
Yusuf vote no. Karen Burden.
No.
Burden vote no. Janet Solomon. I cannot hear you, Janet.
Sorry, no, I vote no.
Coleman vote no. Celine Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts vote yes. Manny J. Saba?
No.
Saba vote no. Jim Brown? I cannot hear you, Jim.
Jim Brown vote yes.
Brown vote yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito Diaz vote yes. Yusuf King. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Norman vote yes. Yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Gray vote no. Maggie Wilkinson, do you want to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Is that 11 yes, 8 no's, 1 abstain. The ruling of the chair is upheld.
Thank you.
Point of
okay.
information, Madam
so
Chair.
What is your question, Richard?
Doesn't it take a 2/3 vote to put illegal stuff on the agenda?
Order of the day, Madam Chair. We have a motion we need to vote on with the agenda.
We have a motion.
Stop.
We have a motion on the table.
Stop talking. The
point of order. Janet Kay, I got a count of 10 no. I'm sorry, 10 yes.
Recount. I got 11.
I got
11. Anybody else counted?
11.
Madam Chair, I also voted 11.
Sorry, never mind, never mind. Right, sorry.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And Madam Chair, I will remind us that we had a time-specific time to adjourn, and we're 5 minutes beyond that time.
That's right, that's right.
When do we meet again?
We have a motion to vote on the agenda, Madam Chair, the order of the day.
The last thing on the table.
Privilege. Okay. Can we stop the screaming there for
Mr.
Please, Norman?
Please,
constantly screaming.
No more yelling. No more yelling. Everybody try and be calm. We are going to vote on approving the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Point of order. Point of order.
Point of order.
What? George.
You ruled that the motion to move up Frank's motion, I believe it was, on having was in order.
Yeah.
So vote on whether to move it up or not.
Yeah, okay. You're right. And then we vote on the agenda as a
point of information.
What is your question?
Madam Chair, I've tried. My question is, doesn't the time to adjourn having been approved by no dissension take precedent over everything that is happening now? We agreed we would stop at midnight. We are 6 minutes past that time, and I'm asking so that I can better understand the process that we're using, and I can be a better participating board member.
Okay. I'll tell you what my understanding is. If if somebody who knows more about parliamentary procedure disagrees with me, they can tell me. My understanding is then when you reach a fixed adjournment time, you must vote on all the pending motions that are before the body. Am I right about that?
This is George. You're correct. It's not Robert's rules. It's actually one of our standing rules.
Oh, it's one of our standing rules. Okay, that's how it works. Whatever.
It's Robert's, too.
Okay, good. All right. So I apologize, Janice. I understand you are, we're trying to get there as fast as we can.
Point but of order, Kim.
Thank
point
you.
Hold on.
Some of us are.
Some people, please, one at a time. What is your
point of information, Janet Kay?
Oh, go ahead. Point of information goes first. What is your question, Janet?
I want to know how many open motions there are.
Yes. One more. Just one more. Okay. Kim.
There is no motion to approve the agenda yet. You have not asked if there are any other amendments.
Well, I'm sorry. We are now the only pending motion on the floor is the question of whether or not to adopt this agenda.
That is not a pending motion. You can't put a motion before asking if the body has any more amendments.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Kim, this is, we have to vote on the agenda as amended. That's where we are. Nobody has made any subsequent amendments. They can't now because we're past adjournment time.
Point of order, Janet.
A motion to approve an agenda. It didn't happen.
Yes,
you're starting a new motion.
It did. It happened a long time ago.
It was out of order then.
Point of order.
Obviously.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Richard. Point of order, Madam Chair. Richard.
Richard, what is your point of order?
The only motion on the table is Mr. Fuentes' motion to move up the illegal thing about the GM thing.
Oh, that's what...
That's the only motion on the floor.
Okay, that's
There's
fine.
There's no motion.
No, that's...
We voted on that motion. The agenda is still pending.
Point of order.
You voted on my objection.
Pardon me. I'm chairing this meeting. You all need to be quiet now.
Point of order, please.
Thank you. I will recognize people who say their names and ask to be recognized. Serene, what is your point of order?
I'm sorry. It is a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
My understanding is that we could not have been on the phone for the past 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, unless there had been a motion, which was that we were working with the shortened agenda dealing with the excluding the unfinished business. And
right.
That is the motion with regard to the agenda.
That's right.
I just want to be sure that I'm correct. That after
correct.
We deal with moving up
Jose Luis's motion. We then deal with that, the agenda, which is what is open on the floor, and then we're done for the night.
Right.
Unless two-thirds of the body...
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What is Richard, what is your question?
I've been told repeatedly tonight that your motion to go to that other agenda that some of us haven't even seen was an amendment. It wasn't the actual motion. It wasn't an actual agenda. So the motion, there has been no motion made yet, has there?
What was it an amendment to?
Serene, please. Okay.
I just don't understand what we're doing.
We don't have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda.
We do have a motion on the floor.
Point of information.
Who seconded it?
And we should have voted on it 3 hours ago.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
Completely out of order.
Order of the day, Madam Chair.
Okay, so now we're voting on Jose Luis's motion to move the item on hiring GMs up to, where did you want it? Right at the beginning of the agenda? Is that the one?
It was going to be after Director Barzone's motion,
okay,
which was 1C. Mine's would be 1D.
Okay, 1D. Okay, so...
point of information,
I'm asking,
or point of order, mine is C, then this would be E.
Okay, fine. E.
Too bad we don't have a secretary who can do this, but...
Oh, please. Okay, we're taking a vote now. Although
we do, too. It's just not worth it.
We're going to take a vote.
Point of procedure. This is Mike Lamb.
What?
My
what
point of procedure is that if we do vote and have it voted in front of her motion, that's where it goes, not after.
Okay.
Marky, this is Brian with the point of order.
What is your point of order, Brian?
It's a point of sanity. we haven't set up a continuation meeting. Therefore, and we've run out of time for tonight.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Therefore, any discussion of the agenda is moot. I think we're just adjourned.
I think so too, Brian. That's why I raised my question.
Pardon me.
Second.
I think we, don't we have to vote on Jose Luis's amendment?
Yes, we need to vote on the pending motions.
No, that's not the right parliamentary call, and I think Brian has said that now. He didn't say it earlier. I spent a whole year on these meetings where that was the point.
Janice, when were you called on?
Conversation stopped.
Janice?
Okay. We are now, I think we should vote on the amendment, and then we will set a meeting time. Because that must be done before we adjourn. I have a...
No, it doesn't...
No.
But Margie...
What?
Margie, you're the chair. The bylaws empower you to call a meeting.
Oh, okay, good.
The body doesn't have time left
to
discuss a meeting time and place.
Point of order, director... The director has not been recognized. Come on.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to vote on Jose Luis's motion, and then we're going to adjourn. And
no.
Yes, that's what we're going to
do. Point of order...
What is your point of order, Benito?
As Tony has stated several times, we have two motions on the floor. The first motion was the first one that was made at the beginning of this meeting at approximately 8:45 this evening, which is to approve the agenda. So number one, we have to vote on Jose Luis's motion, and then we move to vote on the agenda. Then we can get out of here.
Okay.
Janet K., point of order.
First of all, let me speak to Benito's point of order. We started 14 minutes ago to vote on things. I think we complete the vote on Jose Luis's motion and then we adjourn. That is how I read the situation.
No, Madam Chair, how can we approve the
Janet
Payne? Janice, you have to ask for the floor. Janice.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Janet Kay, what is your
okay,
point of order?
Okay, so I do not recall any motion to approve the agenda. We at 8:45, we didn't even know which agenda we were discussing, and what usually happens, or we decided which one to use, and then we were going through the process of amendments to the agenda, and the usual process is that, and then at the end of approving amendments, then you approve the agenda. So there's been no motion. There's been no motion to approve the agenda. So we only have one motion left to vote on, and that's Jose Luis Fuentes.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. We agreed to use. There was an agreement to use the short agenda. I will refer to it. We agreed to that. That was agreed to by this body.
Well,
we
it was voted on.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Richard Uzzell.
Hold on, Richard. Just lower your voice. Hold on. At this point, we are going to vote on Jose Luis's amendment, and then we are going to adjourn. What is your point of order, Richard?
It wasn't a point of order. It was a question. I support what you're saying there, Chair. But the question is, I don't know that people listen to what Janet Kay was saying, is that you can't make a motion to approve some change in the agenda before the change is made. So it doesn't make sense that a motion to approve the agenda as amended was made, because we don't know that it was amended. You know, you see what I'm saying? You're putting the cart way up down the road in front of the horse.
We're trying to vote on the amendment.
We're voting on the amendment, and
well,
then we're going to
vote
it.
On the amendment. So
voting on the amendment. Adriana, will you please call the roll? Do people understand? We're voting.
No, it doesn't matter. We got to vote.
Listen, we are voting on Jose Luis's motion to move the discussion about hiring GMs up to item 1E, I think, because Kim had said 1E. Okay.
It's 1D.
Okay. We're going.
Whatever
now.
Is in D now will be moved to below.
E.
Okay. Okay. Adriana, please call the roll.
Janice Lane Eagle.
No.
Then you will vote no. Brian Edward-Kicker.
Yes.
Edward-Kicker vote yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes vote yes. Janet Coven.
No, voting under protest.
Coven vote no. What is your vote? Not here. Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Brasson vote yes. Kaufman.
No.
King Kaufman vote no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, am I muted?
Nope. We hear
okay.
You.
Yeah, Reyes vote yes.
Unfortunately not.
Hold on a second. Please, somebody needs to mute your phone because we can hear the television or the whatever's going on in the background. Go ahead, Adrian. I'm sorry.
Adriana Casney vote yes. Casney vote yes. Frank Lam.
Yes.
Lam vote yes. George Ryder.
No.
Ryder vote no. Richard Russell.
Our director's insurance won't cover us voting for illegal stuff. No.
Oh, my God. Richard Russell vote no?
Yes.
No.
Caroline Burton. Caroline, I cannot hear you.
That is a no. Absolutely no.
Burton, no. Janet Coleman.
I vote no. Repeat that. Richard Uzzell says that our director's liability insurance won't pay for illegal acts.
Corinne Roberts.
No.
Corinne Roberts.
Yes. Thank you.
Robert Gold, yes. Manichi Saba.
No, in protest of this.
Saba vote no. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito Diaz votes yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Tony Norman votes yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather Gray votes no. Maggie Wilkinson, do you want to vote?
No. I abstain.
Abstain. We have 10 yes, 9 no's, 1 abstention.
A point of information, can you repeat the numbers?
10 yes, 9 no's, 1 abstention.
Okay.
Point of information, I got 9 yes, 9 no.
So did I, it's George.
What?
Okay.
Any more delays?
I got...
Good.
Okay.
10-9-1.
That's what I got.
Exactly.
Could we have the reading again, please?
Well, you can hear. You can hear later the paper, thanks.
Oh, they can ask for that.
Yeah, so
read
please,
the name.
Please, do it again.
You wanted to read? Okay.
Read the name and how they...
Name Iraq. No. Edward Tito. Yes. Fuentes. Yes. Cobran. No. Margie Wilkinson. Abstain. Lydia Casson. Yes. Tim Kaufman. No. Lawrence Reyes. Yes. Adriana Casnade. Yes. Hank Lamb. Yes. George Ryder. No. Richard Uso. No. Carolyn Burden. No. Janet Coleman. No. Serene Roberts. Yes. Manijay Saba. No. Jim Brown. Yes. Benito Diaz. Yes. Tony Norman. Yes. Heather Gray, no. Margie Wilkinson, abstention. 10-9-1.
Thank you. Thank you, Adriana. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your patience. We'll talk again soon.
Point of information, I think Adriana did not vote.
What?
I think Adriana did not vote the first time around, which is why we got 9.
No,
That's correct.
I heard her vote. We're not
going to
talk about it. Good night.
We voted. Don't listen to the tip.
Thank you to the listener.
Adriana? Adriana, are you there? Thank you.